Again, I would like to acknowledge the traditional people and what a gift it is, what a blessing it is to be sharing a little of my story on traditional land. Little plug, I wanted to say that my memoir, which is in prose and poetry, is available here, Too Afraid to Cry. It's my story, but it's a story of many hundreds of Aboriginal girls that were taken away from our families. I'm going to read from some of my early books. I'm sitting up the tree today, and I'm not getting down. I don't feel safe at school no more, just because my skin is brown. If I sit here overnight, will I turn into a bird, so I can fly away from here and all the nasty words? Because it's no fun being different. Where do I fit in? Some kids at school are nasty, and their words have such a sting. Your half-caste dog, your coon, your bum, your stinking bloody abbo. I don't know what these words mean. I know they hurt me like an arrow. I asked my teacher to explain, and she just slapped me hard. And then when it was lunchtime, I was pushed over in the yard. So now I'm sitting up the tree, I'll hide from everyone. I don't understand this place. I'm only in grade one. Sit down in the dirt and brush away them flies. Sit down in the dirt and avoid them many eyes. I never done no wrong to you, so why you look at me? But if you've got to check me out, well, go ahead, feel free. I feel that magic thing you do. You crawl beneath my skin to read the story of my soul, to find out where I've been. And now you smog, you make me wait, so I just sit and sit. English words seem useless, I know language just a bit. I sit quiet way, not lonely, because this country sings loud songs. I've never been out here before, but I feel like I belong. It's 3 days now, the mob comes back, big smiles are on their face. This your grandmother's country here. This is your homeland place. We got a shock when we seen you. You got your nana's face. We was real sad when she went missing in that cold Porphyry place. I understand my feelings now. Tears push behind my eyes. I'll sit on this soil any time and brush away them flies. I'll dance with mob on this red land, Mundawirral place. I'll dance away them half-caste lies, because I've got my nana's face. Every time we argue, I grieve the loss of you. You are leaving, there will be no farewell kiss at the door. You are returning to your country, and probably your ex-wife, or the wife before that, or the wife before her. Your children will tell you things. They didn't like me. I wasn't good enough for you. I was at the sink. He says, Jesus, you stolen generation, Mum. You're really affected. We was only arguing whose turn to do the dishes. This next poem is is a funny poem in my culture. It's called True Love. Let's get married, she laughed as she stabbed him in the shoulder. Sure thing, he laughed as they walked to the hospital, a half-worn sock stuffed in the knife hole. The doctor cast quick glances over his glasses as he cleaned and stitched the wound. As they walked down to their river tree, he picked up a log, hitting her across the back. Laughing, she grabbed it, wrestling it away, swinging it with all her might, snapping his forearm. Back at the hospital, the doctor peers over his glasses to stare at a love that that runs deeper than any wound. I can't stop drinking, I tell you true. Since I watched my daughter perish, she burnt to death inside a car. I lost what I most cherish. I saw the angels hold her as I screamed with useless hope. Can't stop drinking, I tell you true. It's the only way I'll cope. I can't stop drinking, I tell you true. Since I found my sister dead, she hung herself to stop the rapes. I found her in the shed. That rapist bastard still lives here, unpunished in this town. Can't stop drinking, I tell you true, since I cut her down. I can't stop drinking, I tell you true, since my mother passed away. They found her battered down the creek. I miss her more each day. My family blame me for her death. Their words have made me wild. Can't stop drinking, I tell you true, because I was just a child. So if you see someone like me, who's drunk and loud and cursing, don't judge too hard, because you don't know what sorrows we're nursing. Every grain of sand in this big red country is a pore on the skin of my family. Every feather on the ground in this spinifex country is a spiritual message from my ancestors. And every wildflower that blooms in this desert of red is a signpost of hope for my people.